Jesus was fruitful. Verily, verily, I say unto you, except a corn of wheat fall into the ground and die, it abides alone. But if it die, it brings forth much fruit. He that loves his life shall lose it, and he that hates his life in this world shall keep it unto life eternal. If any man serves me, let him follow me, and where I am, there shall also my servant be. If any man serves me, him will my Father honor. John chapter 12 verses 24 to 26. Good trees bring forth good fruit. Beware of false prophets, who come to you in sheep's clothing but are ravening wolves inwardly. You shall know them by their fruits. Do men gather grapes of thorns or figs of thistles? Every good tree brings forth good fruit, but a corrupt tree produces evil fruit. A good tree cannot bring forth evil fruit, neither can a corrupt tree bring forth good fruit. Every tree that brings not forth good fruit is hewn down and cast into the fire. Wherefore by their fruits you shall know them. Matthew chapter 7 verses 16 to 20. Hearing and understanding the word brings forth fruit. Hear you therefore the parable of the sower. When anyone hears the word of the kingdom and does not understand it, the wicked one catches away from what was sown in his heart. This is he which received seed by the wayside. But he that received the seed into stony places, the same is he that hears the word and at once with joy receives it. Yet, he has no root in himself but endures only for a while. For when tribulation or persecution arises because of the word, by and by, he is offended. He also that received seed among the thorns is he that hears the word, and the care of this world, and the deceitfulness of riches, choke the word, and he becomes unfruitful. But he that received seed into the good ground is he that hears the word, and understands it, which also bears fruit, and brings forth, some a hundredfold, some 60, some 30. Matthew chapter 13 verses 18 to 23. This is really important. You have to know this. Jesus did not cling to his life, but gave it, so that many would live. The fruitless life is a deceived life, but the fruitful life begins with truly hearing and understanding the word of the kingdom and remains in the vine. This is the life Jesus calls us to: surrender, faithfulness, and fruitfulness that remains. Let us hear his word. Let us follow him. Let us bear much fruit, that the Father may be glorified. True fruitfulness begins with surrender. Jesus gave his life like a seed falling to the ground, and it brought forth much fruit. Those who hear the word and understand it and who endure, obey, and do not let the world choke their faith, they are the ones who bear fruit, 30, 60, even a hundredfold.